Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Carrie in Massachusetts, who tells us, I just received an offer for a $50,000 settlement for emotional distress due to a sexual harassment lawsuit I have against a company. They want to 1099 me at the end of the year for the settlement, so I need to know before I agree to this if I'm going to have to pay taxes on this settlement or not. I've heard with emotional distress cases, you don't have to claim it, but I need to know for sure. Well, Carrie, consider meeting with your own tax professional to get a definitive opinion. This is a big decision. But I don't know who told you emotional distress settlements were tax-free. Perhaps that company's attorney? In general, unless you've had a physical injury or need to get treatments for physical symptoms resulting from the emotional distress, the settlement is taxable. IRS says you can exclude damages you receive from medical care due to that emotional distress. Emotional distress includes physical symptoms that result from emotional distress, such as headaches, insomnia, and stomach disorders. But take a close look at the real after-tax effects of that award with a professional who can run some projections for you to see what the net cash to you will be. A rough estimate of your net judgment suggests that you would net about $21,000 if the whole settlement is taxable. You can see the details at Tax Quip number 1134. The planning meeting with the tax pro will help you decide if the net check is really worth it. Before you turn down any offer, speak with your attorney about the realistic chances of getting a higher settlement or of winning a larger judgment in court after court costs. Good luck, and remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about sexual harassment and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.